So let's stand and pray. And with that in mind, let's begin by praying for ourselves, that we would respond, that we would throw off our cloak and really engage with what the Lord is calling us to as we prepare for the season of Mush. And let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord our God, thank you that you do include us in this work of mission of yours. This is your work, Lord, and I pray that in this you would stir our hearts, inflame our hearts, fill us with love for our neighbors, fill us with zeal for your goodness. Remind us of all the good things that you've done for us. May we be on fire to be your men and women, to go out and to be uncomfortable and to be vulnerable and to do the things that we put off doing. Please, Lord, send your Holy Spirit and your grace into our hearts, we pray.
Amen. Let's pray for the people we want to invite. Let's pray that the Lord would be preparing their hearts.
Every person that we will be inviting, we pray for their hearts to be ready to hear you through our invitation. We pray for the logistics, that their schedules aligned so that they can come and see. We pray for those who are seeking a community like Antioch, that they're able to come and to see you, Lord, to experience your presence in the midst of us. Pray for them and for protection as well of our relationships with them.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray for wisdom as we plan the rest of the year and how to receive the new people God will send us well and follow up with them. Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you that you are going to be a work amongst us and that new people will come to be part of our community. Help us to plan how to look after them and care for them and integrate them into our lives.
And finally, let us pray for those among us who are around us who are indeed unwell, grieving, looking for jobs, any other needs we could think of.
Lord God, we pray for all those around us who are in need of any shape or form. Lord, pray for those who are unwell and for anyone that has been sick. We pray for a smooth and speedy recovery for Rainer, for us, for Ursula, and for JDP. Pray also for Carol in India as well. Yes, Lord, that you would just heal them and anybody else who's had any injury or sickness, Lord, that their recovery would be speedy and they would get back to full health. We pray also for Andy, who's grieving just now, Lord. We pray especially for Mary and Ralph at this time, Father, that you would be their peace and their consolation. Lord, that you would give them strength for every day, Lord, would be their guide and their life, Lord. And for anybody that's looking for jobs, we ask that you would provide exactly what they need, Lord, and give them just continued hope and sustenance in their search. Amen.
Amen. I believe we have an announcement. Neil, are you giving us, so can grab a seat for a minute?
Well, I'm hoping you're really excited about the new year. And I want to give credit particularly to JT that he persuaded us on the council to do this. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit as well. And Lizzie as well, actually. Lizzie was a big contributor, I should say, right? All the team that is volunteering their time and efforts and prayers and energy, thank you very much. And maybe respond to that. May we give ourselves to what God wants us to do in the next few months, if not the next few years. And there's a couple of events in between. So we have the Lord's Day in Homes. I have a list. If you don't quite know where you are, you can speak to Daniel, you can speak to Andre and myself. If you sent it, you weren't able to make it next week, but now you can. Speak to one of us. We'll fit you in. Okay? It'd be a tremendous time, and it's a bit more deliberate. So you're kind of being invited in a deliberate way, and it will be great. And then that same day, and then following week, is the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. And our second strap line, apart from community of disciples on mission, is to be committed to the unity of body of Christ. Because we're an ecumenical community, we have representatives from different Protestant churches, the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. And we are very, very proud of that, and we want to pray into that. And so Andre will be sending out emails. It's a bit long for WhatsApp, so we'll be sending out emails every morning. Please use that in your prayers. But then also a special meeting that we've convened, which effectively is a community meeting, but is an invitation meeting, where we will pray into the Christian unity at the end of the week, and also particularly, I would suggest, for Acton, with all the things that are going on in Acton. And we have the great privilege, actually, of the incoming president of the Baptist Union, our dear friend Alex Afray, is going to speak to us on John 17, the very verses that says, please become, let the people that hear the words of the apostles be united as Jesus and the Father are united. You can't get much more united than the Trinity. So let's just pray for Alex as he prepares, pray for us as we host. But please do invite your church friends. We will have charismatic prayer. We hope to have some of the local Catholic priests. We hope to have other participants from other churches. Please do invite your church friends. And let us pray into and let us celebrate the unity that God has called us to in Christ. So we close with a prayer, and then we can. You got something else you want to say? No. Father God, we just commit this time to you. We commit the team. We commit ourselves. We create our community in 2026 to be a community of disciple on mission, Lord, to be committed to the unity of the body of Christ. That we will see your favor, your glory, shine into new people's hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, folks.
Would that be on?
We will send the emails. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you. God bless you.